my god, oh my god, nice beard.
We like podcasts, we like podcasts at J2K.
Hey everybody, J2K Podcast, I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I guess that means I'm Kristen.
All right. Welcome to the show. We were just talking about how I slept in till 9:45 today.
I know. So the baby was in a coma.
Well, I woke up at 3:30.
I slept in until the crack of 4.
A.M.?
Oh, my God. Like, is that when you usually get up?
No. No. I was at a house that had dogs.
Oh, you were in Eugene.
And trains. I was in Junction City. I was getting Junction City shitty. And dogs started barking. Trains started honking their train horns.
Dogs started barking. Trains started honking.
Sounds like a country song.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dogs started barking. Trains started honking.
Is that where your friend lives?
That is where a friend of mine lives.
Junction City. All right.
Junction shitty.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, also too, I was in a coma and I didn't do anything this morning. Yeah. I just like got up, I made coffee, I laid back down, I took a bath, I literally didn't do anything else, and then I went, my buddy's getting married this weekend. Shout out to Jeff D and Aaron H, getting married tomorrow. And I hurt my arm helping set up. It was like quite an ordeal. And, yeah.
I know I was worried about you, though. As I was getting ready, you did not move, even through the blow dryer.
Well, I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, like, what's going on? Where is she?
I know.
Oh, that's a good nose.
And he messaged me and I was like, he's like, you were gone. I go, you were in a coma. It was rough. Rough morning. How's it going over there?
So, someone got a Wii, and I'm not talking about a Nintendo Switch for all you youngins. I'm talking about a WII Wii, and we played a little bit of bowling, not gonna lie, and we had fun, and I'm making my own Wii right now.
It's a me.
I'm making we a me.
Well, Christine and I played bowling. Justin showed up to do the podcast, watched us bowl, watched me beat Christine by 20 pins or so.
Christine still, he beat her and Christine still won. It was amazing.
And
if I had another, like, 2-3.
If only bowling was 15 frames.
Frames? Well, I figured out my method to the winning. I didn't get any spares, but then I got 3 strikes in a row towards the end.
I like the afro me.
The afro, I love it.
So also, too, Christine had thought of something to talk about on the podcast, and she can't remember what it is.
I know, it's bugging me.
But I do know that at some point here on the podcast, I've created a YouTube channel for the podcast, and I'm going to have Justin video us on how we wipe.
I am not doing that.
What?
There is no way.
It's going to take me like 2 seconds to show you guys how I'm
absolutely not going on video.
How I wipe properly.
Well,
and everyone else wipes the wrong way.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, I could have been doing this the whole time.
Well, because I have like deep-seated desire to be famous, I'm going to show you 3 wipes.
Seated.
Deep-seated.
Are you going to be seated or standing?
He told me this week.
One is going to be the way I wipe.
Yeah.
One is going to be standing, how I interpret standing. And 3 is going to be the funny one.
It's like the handlebar.
That I was hoping our friend Rochelle would video and send us, but she's so far has not.
Rochelle's and, listening to this? I love Rochelle.
Yeah, and also, too, I love that you guys are listening to this podcast, but what I don't love is how you're not getting a hold of us at all.
The official fart made it on the podcast.
Yeah, if you heard that, that was Justin.
Yeah. So I want to change gears. I want to talk about how Jeff this week announced to me that he wants to be a movie star. What? He wants to be an actor.
Well, no. What I said was I feel like I could do that.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Yeah. I think I got the chops.
Yeah. Have you acted in a school play before?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
I was Tronio in Taming of the Shrew in sixth grade.
Wow. And how'd that go?
It went fine.
Yeah? Okay. And any other acting experience?
Me and my buddy Kent, who is old and a hippie, who has, like, I told him to listen to this podcast, and he keeps sending me message as, like, I would imagine an old person that can't figure out how to, like, find the podcast, even though it's, all you gotta do is Google it. Goggle it? Can you gobble it?
You can goggle it.
Anyway, me and him made home movies. Like, we did one that was, what was it called? Tree Attack.
Wow.
And it was right after Christmas, and we, he was a mechanic, and I was 19 years old, and we would, he bought and sold cars, fix them up, and I would help him, and he also would work on people's cars to make money, and I just lived at his house up in the hills, and we would go, and it was after Christmas, and we would see people throw their Christmas trees out, and we would pick up trees and stuff them into the cars that we were picking up until we had like about 50 of them. And then we...
I'm sure everyone appreciated you getting rid of their trees.
Right. And so then we set them up. And so we made this movie about this guy who has to fight these Christmas trees because the Christmas trees are tired of being cut down and put up in people's houses. And now they're fighting back. And he runs into this crazy, weird wizard who has like fire that shoots out of his hand. And then there's this evil guy named Obituarius who he fights and steals his sword so he can kill the trees.
Is this video available? Can I see
it's
this?
On, well, we recorded it on like some crazy like VHSC or something. Yeah. And it's on little cassettes and I have them somewhere.
That's so funny.
But you have to have a VHS adapter that you put the VHSC in and then you play it in a VHS.
Well, I don't know who has a VHS versus...
I have a VHS somewhere.
Oh, you do?
Because my grandma...
My favorite thing about VHS players was you could start it up and know exactly when you finished masturbating. It started up right to the part of the porn where you got done and were like, okay, let's stop this. That's my favorite part about VHSs. Or...
Well, that's a thing, too.
Or
well,
you
that's
could,
funny you say
or
that.
Or you could start the VHS up. If it wasn't you, Matt, like, that's disgusting that you were masturbating. You could start the VHS.
That you were or
it's
I was?
It's disgusting thinking about that. I'm sorry I brought it up. So,
Hey, wait a minute.
For our younger audience, you could start the VHS up and find out where your parents were masturbating.
Well, I have a funny story about VHS tapes. So my mom...
Wait a minute.
Wait, no,
hold on.
So
first
funny.
Of all, let's address masturbation.
Wait, no. Oh, I don't want to lose topic of VHS real quick.
Okay, sorry, parents. Go ahead.
No, this is just super funny. It's a really quick story. So we had this movie, I just recall, when we were kids, called Hot Dogs.
Look at
it. Are you listening? Because this is super funny.
Okay, leave it on that screen.
Oh, please. Yeah. So it was called Hot Dog, and it was a ski movie. And it had a scene in it where a bunch of girls were in a hot tub, like, without their shirts on.
Oh, yeah. Topless.
Yeah. And my brother, who I don't know at the time was probably, like, 8 or 9 or something.
Oh, man.
Would just fast forward, rewind. And he fast forwarded and rewound
it
the tape. He wore it out and the tape broke. And my mom loved that movie, so they had to bring it somewhere to get it, like, refused. But then that scene got cut out.
Was gone. All the boobies were gone.
I know, it's so funny.
Look at his birthday, babe. Justin's birthday is 10/5, and Christine's is 10/6.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
We're one day away, but I have a feeling I'm a bit older.
Maybe you guys could have like a birthday celebration while I'm on
my fishing
trip.
You're going to have to hang out with me since Jeff is blowing me off on my birthday.
Oh, man. I love that color.
I know.
Okay, so
Emily I would love to hang out with you.
What about masturbation, though?
I know, so going back to that. Well, we kind of talked about that last time, and I didn't want to...
What, masturbation?
Well, you said, well, how many times, and...
Oh, no, no, what? No. We're talking strictly about VHS. When you started one up, you would know when someone finished, and if it was Forrest Gump, that's weird. Why would you finish on Forrest Gump?
Wait a minute. Completely gone. This whole
we're talking about VHS right here.
This whole conversation just went fucking completely like corkscrewed into a time dimension.
Rust and green.
That's so great. Wait a minute. First of all, I wanted to address the masturbation part. It's natural and it's normal, and I don't care what anybody says. Like, you're not gonna grow hair in your palms. Like, get over it.
For all of those people jerk off listening.
And I still shave my palms daily.
Okay. So
just in case.
Harry palms.
Speaking of just in case, and this is I will get sidetracked because I have ADD.
Yeah. Well,
speaking of just in case, everybody was like, "What's your last name? Just in time? is it just in case?" And I'm like, "No, my last name is Cider." And it's funny until your grandma gets it, and then it's not funny.
So
anyway,
are you telling me that last time we had a podcast we talked about masturbation?
Yeah.
So oh yeah.
We were talking I don't remember that.
How many times
and
we?
Oh,
and you had talked about
right.
And I said I'm not going to discuss that topic.
Right.
I said I'd like to wait a few days or a couple of days or a day.
Well.
But.
When I'm
what
single?
I really like to do is wait a couple of years before we talk about this.
Yeah, let's not talk about this.
Well,
especially if my parents are still kind of listening.
Well, what I'm going to say
already embarrassed them with all the
is that when I'm single, like, there's no rules about it. And when I'm not single, then I'm, like, saving it for my sweet lady.
Good job, babe.
Sorry, parents.
Living in sin.
And so you hear us say that on the podcast, Sorry Parents, and it's aimed at Christine's stepmom and
Wait,
her dad.
My parents listen to this too.
Are we saying sorry to them though? Like they're your parents.
So
what would they have to say about you talking about
on a different note that we don't have to apologize about, do you remember how hard it was when we were kids? There was
what,
no
your boner?
There was no internet. I had to wait until I found porno magazines in a gutter.
Oh.
Before I, there
well,
was
that's
no,
why the hot dog tape was.
There was no. Yeah.
There's Montgomery no, Ward's catalogs, the bra section.
Oh man.
National Geographic's.
Another good one. I was wanting to go back to the VHS. It was so secretive for me. I didn't own VHS porns, but like people I knew did. So maybe stopped where I stopped, but it was back where it lived. Like, I took it from its hiding place, put it in, did what I needed to do, took it out, put it back in its hiding place. The tape.
But then when you put it back in and started it up, you're like, oh, that.
But it's not mine.
That's where I live.
You better have rewound it to where you found it.
No, I never did.
Oh, that is a good.
So, whoever in your household knew.
I would be.
Wait a minute. Check this out. The very first pornos I saw, reel to reel. Like
really?
8mm projector that you had to haul out of dad's closet.
You like fall out the projector.
I'm
not kidding.
Christine just came up with the best meme tagline, if they had memes back then, when they had reel to reel and VHS. Rewound it to where you found it.
I know.
It's so perfect.
He's going to totally know.
You better rewind
also,
it to where you find it.
When you're doing that secret movie, like, you got to make sure they go, like, they're gone for the day. If you're going to haul out the machine, set up the equipment. What a production.
It was
now these
scary.
Kids can
it was like,
open their phone and be like, porn.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
right
it was
there.
Like in the movies when it's like, you know, cut the green wire. No, the red. Like, that's what's going on when you're setting up a goddamn projector,
except,
an 8mm projector.
Except the wires are in your lap. And you're not sure which one's going to make it explode.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Pete's sake.
Wait a minute.
So weird. What are we waiting for? Are you going to play? Oh, yeah! That's right. We're in our basement.
I got a million of them.
We're in our production studios with the music equipment now.
At J2K Studios. So we're in the studio right now, in a off-branch location from downtown Salem, Oregon.
Yeah.
Down deep in the center of the earth. Right next to a an exercise machine. And what looks like it might have been a heater at some point.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a heater. The pilot light is out, though.
Yeah,
is that gas?
It's a gas. Yeah. But the pilot light.
Say that like
out.
The is it, Jewish pharmacist, please.
Oh, God, is that gas?
Yeah, the pilot light went out. And it's hard to relight. So.
Yeah, apparently it won't relight.
Yeah, my dad got it working when he was visiting. Because he's amazing like that, but.
Is that a Kansas City sweatshirt?
No, I'm fat.
It's a Kansas City shirt.
No, it's not.
No, it's Kern's Chiropractic.
Well, they stole their logo from the Kansas City Royals. I'm just saying. That's a sweet Royal shirt.
You're welcome. So, lately for me, a lot of things have been going on. Like trying to be a better person shit.
Yeah.
You know, like talking to other people about it, realizing shit about myself. Like, I take shit too personal.
Have you ever taken anything personal that I've said?
No. Truthfully, the only thing I take personal is your lack of response.
Oh, I'm bad at that.
But, like, that's my, but that, this is the whole thing. This is why I brought this up, because me, like, being upset that you don't respond is mine. And if you don't know what I mean, it's mine, it's not yours. Like, it's not your fault I feel the way I feel. Like, you are not responsible for my feelings. Like, that's what this is all about. Like, people, and I judge that people spend their whole life, some people never looking, and I call it the inward look, where you look at yourself and why you do what you do and why you say what you say or why you feel how you feel. People don't do that, and they're constantly upset, pissed off at other people, take shit personal, and it's everybody else's fault. Like, as a recovering addict, like, when I was in my addiction, it was everybody else's fault. Like, I said shit like, I was born, the world owes me. Like, I said that. I believed that. And the truth is that's not the truth. I'm responsible, and I manifest everything in my life. Like, I'm the one that's in charge. So if I'm upset that you didn't answer me, like, right away, and you answer me a day later, like, you fucking answer me a day later.
I wish you could have talked to five of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, but people aren't ready. Like, people are never, like, maybe somebody is going to listen to this podcast and go, oh, wow, and maybe it starts something where they look at themselves. Maybe.
There are memes that I've seen women post that are like, all I want from a boyfriend is someone that's nice and that...
Funny.
And funny and that responds to my texts in a timely manner.
That's what I want, like, from you, Justin.
That's not me.
Okay, everybody. We had a little bit of technical difficulty and we're back, but we're just going right off of what was happening before. And we're back. I was just about to tell the story. Is like, I'm so fucking excited about this podcast, and I want to, like, have fucking t-shirts and fucking backpacks and cups and fucking merch. And so I was gung-ho, and I came up with a fucking picture. I sent it to Justin. I said, man, I'm going to pull the trigger on this. And, like, a whole day goes by with no reply. And then I'm like, then he replies.
He was like a girl on the after a first date.
Babe, why are you going to talk like this?
He's not texting. And I'm in bed. I'm like, he's probably busy. He posted pictures that he was on a hike with his kids, babe.
I'm like, everybody's got their phone with them all the time. So... But he replies and he says, well, I don't really like the design. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I already put it up. And so then I'm like, I was scrambling, trying to get it to take it off of the website. And in the end, I didn't actually put it up. And then, like, I didn't hear from you. And then I, like, sent, like, an apology text, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to, and I was just like, and this is me in my shit, like, all fucking crazy, like, and the truth is I didn't need to be crazy.
Yeah, like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I've just been out of my fucking service realm of my cell phone and, like, super busy hanging out with a bunch of different people and trying to give them all my attention, and I have a hard time doing that sometimes. So I'd, like, set my cell phone down and then was actually able to read it and say, like, I think this would be good, or I think this would work better. And then we, like, were able to come together about it.
And I was like, I may have been a girl about it, but it was a girl with an Adam's apple, okay?
You're cracking me up. You're so funny.
I've seen a lot of girls with Adam's apples that I love.
Is that a thing? That was actually on the episode of Friends last night. He's like, I dated a girl with an Adam's apple.
That was,
like,
a guy.
Yeah, that was. Do women have Adam's apples?
Do they eat Adam's apples?
Yeah, I know.
If that's what Adam calls it.
Oh, my. No, but can a woman have an Adam's apple? I don't know if that's even possible.
If they do, I'll eat it.
Okay. If we had anybody who messaged back, let us know.
Yeah, hey.
Have Adam's apples.
If you want to, like, really, if you want to be a part of the podcast, you can, like, get a hold of us and let us know what research you've done about women's Adam's apples.
Don't ever discriminate. If you find someone sexually attractive, get it.
Oh, seriously.
Sorry, parents. Get
it. Take it. Go for it. Life is short. Live it.
Yep.
I will say, getting back to the topic of kind of being aware of the things that you need to work on. That's one of those things. I get caught up in work a lot, and I don't take a lot of time thinking about myself. And that's one thing that Jeff has kind of opened my eyes to. Being a little more aware of the things that I do that aren't really that great, or I could do better at, or be better at.
It wasn't until recently that I was able to do that, to, like, point out things in myself that I wanted to work on.
Yeah.
And, or that I needed to work on.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to be able to be that, focused on yourself, that you can be like, that's shitty about me.
Mm-hmm.
Need to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wasn't able to do that for a long time.
Well, my opinion, the easiest thing for me to do is the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the, you know, don't, just be lazy all day, don't get anything done, you know, make bad choices, eat bad, like, whatever it is. That's the easiest thing for me to do, just because of how I live my life, like, in addiction for so long. I just did whatever the easiest way was, and the hardest thing for us to do is to make the change, is to take a look at ourselves, and the inward look, I like to call it, is painful. Nobody likes to look in there and see, like, the other piece of that was, this is what I believe, this is Jeff's opinion, is when we are born and we grow up in whatever the family unit we're in, we learn how to survive in that unit. We learn coping mechanisms of how to get attention. Like, when you're really young, you cry and they feed you, or you cry and they change your diaper. And then you figure out how you fit with these people, and you learn how to survive. And, you know, sometimes it's horrible. Like, I know people who were abused, and they had to fend for themselves and had horrible parents. And I know people that had amazing childhoods. Mine wasn't super bad. I mean, it was kind of messed up, but not super bad. But the truth is everybody gets damaged in some way. There's damage done. And that inward look is looking at that stuff. And when you get to be an adult, like for me, I took off and I started drinking and using drugs, and I used the coping mechanisms I learned as a kid into my adulthood while I was drinking. And that stuff doesn't serve me as an adult, like, to use the same things I used to survive as a kid. And I had to, like, I'm still learning how to unlearn that and live different.
I can think of a couple of coping mechanisms that I learned as an adult we even learn this stuff as an adult, like being in a classroom full of other people and saying something really fucked up and the entire classroom laughing.
Yeah.
And I realized at a young age that that I could say something funny and get a bunch of people on my side, or even just laughing at me, like giving mm-hmm. me that little bit of endorphins from like everyone in the room laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's helped me with not necessarily through my childhood, but through dealing with really bad social anxiety. And it's done me some wrong too. Like, I've said some stuff that, like, trying to make a group of people laugh at me that was just, like, had the whole room looking at me like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Or why would you say that?
I know, you're having such an amazing moment, but thank you. Someday we need to tell the story about that lady that you, what was it, you did an interview with or something, and then you ran into her later at the store.
The gun one. Your job interview.
I don't know if you're allowed to talk about or if you want to talk about that.
No, yeah, I can talk about that. So
that's like talking about inappropriate things to ease the tension. So kind of a good segue.
Having social anxiety and being around strangers. Yeah. And I've kind of gotten over this. I've had to. Like met someone who was doing they worked at the Department of Motor Vehicles. And they would come to your work in Missouri, and they would renew your tags at your place of business. And so all you had to bring were all of the things you needed to bring to get your tags renewed, pay the whatever it was.
The fee.
Well, guess what? I left everything in my car, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to run down and get it. Because this is amazing. It's at my work. I can just run down. And so I came back up and saw her, and I was like, you must have to deal with a lot of angry people, because if that was at the DMV, they would have had to wait another 3 hours in line to be able to talk to you again. And she was like, yeah, we deal with some assholes. So immediately I'm like, oh, she's using curse words. I can joke around with her. And I was like, yeah, I know, right? You guys better be glad I don't own a gun. And her and everyone else at the table laughed. And I was like, okay, well, it was awkward, and I'm kind of, this is great. So the next day I come into work, and they're like, we need to see you if you could come with us. And I'm like, hey, Todd, where are we going, Todd? And he's like, we're going to, we have to we have to talk with some people. So we go past the first conference room, which is small, and then past the second conference room, which is really fucking big, into the gigantic conference room. And I'm like, Todd, you need to tell me what's wrong. And he's like, okay, man, what'd you say to the woman from the DMV? And I was like, oh, God. I told her she better be glad I don't own a gun.
But I was kidding.
So anyway, I've lost that job. So so years
three
later.
Three
jobs later.
Fast forward.
This was years. I'd had a kid since then. I'd you know, a lot of things. Like, this was probably 6 years later. My mom came to visit from Texas. And I was like, Mom, come with me to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I have to get my license renewed. She was like, okay. So I made sure I had everything. Went to the DMV and did not see this woman. I was like, thank God that awkward situation's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
I wait in the whole line an hour. Get to the woman. She's like, I got to go to break a second. I'll be right back. And the woman that got me fired sat down to relieve her. And I was like, wait, don't I know you? And she was like, oh, Yeah.
So she recognized
you. Yeah, oh, immediately. Yeah,
that's so funny.
She was like, I'm so sorry. It was a misunderstanding. And I knew immediately when I told my boss, she wouldn't understand it. And my boss got you fired.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry you lost your job. Anyway, awkward situation of me opening my mouth. And that happens a lot.
Yeah, so we've all done that, though.
The good part of that is, like, can we learn from those moments? Like, that's where the gift is in the horrible times.
Yeah.
Which is right along the lines of how I see silver linings.
Oh, damn.
Remember silver lining, silver spoon, everybody. Silver lining for me is that happened to you, and if you're able to go, like, oh, even if they curse, or whatever the lesson is, I don't say that, like, in a job situation.
I know now that's not a positive to say, outcome. Talk about guns when I'm talking to a public official.
Just as a general rule.
Especially.
And at work.
Especially after, and this was preschool shootings. Preschool shootings and pre-9/11. All this went down.
Yeah.
I definitely learned a lesson. Silver motherfucking lining.
So what else?
I don't know.
You know, I really dislike school shooting jokes.
There were school shooting jokes.
I think they're aimed at a younger audience.
See, you should have learned.
You guys can't fire me.
I know, wait, I thought we learned a lesson.
We did not learn the lesson.
Well, we did talk about how it's all a work in progress.
So, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Jeff doesn't drink. And so when he and I hang out, a lot of adults, when they want to hang out, they're like, where can we go to have a drink? So Jeff and I, we take something we like to call, Jeff, Christine, and I, a taco tour. We've had so many good tacos.
We have.
There are a plethora of places to get tacos here in Salem because of the Latin American population. There are such amazing taco places.
And they're inexpensive, too.
They're, yeah.
I think number one for me is the pork belly tacos at Coin Jam.
Oh, man.
Like, out and about ones.
So, I think that was the first time we went out and did that. We went to Coin Jam and had the pork belly taco.
I think, though, the first time we went to the place that we went, like that back alley entrance place.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the name of that place?
That's the first time we went.
That's a place called Victory Club.
Yeah, yeah. It's just me.
Yeah, yeah. But they have handmade tortillas, and they make their own chorizo
and Mexican corn.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Jeez.
Although it's so hard to eat and be in public, you just want to eat that at home and just make a mess.
Oh, the Mexican corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cheese just gets everywhere.
Like, all over at where I'm at.
Yeah, but when they're like,
quit being such a prude.
It's messy.
It's dainty. It's so messy.
It's mayonnaise and Mexican cheese and chili powder.
It's mayonnaise?
Yeah, I'm
pretty sure. I don't think so. I don't know what's on it.
I thought it was like the fresco, like cheese. Like it's like a feta, but it's a cheese.
Oh, yeah, the
and
confresca.
Maybe I only put mayonnaise on mine.
I don't know. Either way, it is super messy, but it
can
is
I get
delicious.
A side of mayo, please? Oh, my God. So, but the best tacos we've ever had, us three together, last weekend.
Really?
Oh, here at the house?
The
fish ones?
The
tuna tacos?
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, they were
quite
amazing.
The spread, too.
Yeah. Holy shit, those were good.
So, Jeff caught...
No. I bought a tuna, an 18-pound
tuna. Bought a tuna. He reeled it in from the grocery store.
No, from a coworker. Who caught it in the ocean?
God, I am just shooting up misses today.
Yeah, you're butchering the story.
The details of where the tuna came from.
I have a
coworker
that goes fishing. He went and caught tuna, and he messaged me, and I said, "I'll take the 18-pounder." Picked it up from work, brought it home. Next day, I flayed it up, And we cooked it up.
Cooked it up and made amazing tacos.
And the following Sunday.
Fresh tuna on the grill.
On Sunday, he made the most amazing tuna like concoction just from the leftovers in the house. Oh, dude.
And that would have been great too. Good. Tacos, but I took
tuna concoction? Was it tuna casserole?
Well, she's trying to explain.
It was just like things in the house that you...
No, it was not that.
Like the
You're
pillows.
You're butchering this as bad as Justin last time.
And the sheets. No, I'm just kidding.
I took tin foil and three loins of tuna. And
loins.
Loins. Well, because it's... When you fillet a tuna, the tuna is sectioned into four pieces. Like
I'm aroused.
You cut the head off, and then you lay it on its side, and you go dead center down the middle, and then you go from the backbone down, and that's one, two, flip it over, three, four. It's four, like, loins.
Like, you would think that explanation would have done it, still aroused.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I had three pretty big loins, and I put them in this foil.
Stop talking about your loins.
And my giant tuna loins. And then I took a cube of butter and I cut it into little smaller cubes and I put it on there. And then I salted the shit out of it with the Himalayan pink salt. I put pepper all over it. I put fresh basil from the garden chopped up in there. I put the leftover cilantro we had in there. And then the leftover bag of lemons and limes cubed up in there. Wrapped it up and put it in the barbecue or on the top rack for 20-25 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so good.
That was the tuna concoction.
Yeah.
It was basically broiled tuna, but broiled in butter.
Yeah. I mean, and we were like, I didn't, but when he was done eating it, he like drank the butter.
Oh, God,
out of the bottom of the bowl.
You kidding?
You gotta drink the butter.
It's like French dips. You drink the au jus. Because there's pieces of meat in it.
Sometimes you gotta drink the butter.
I know. I was like, are you cerealing that thing?
You know Totino's pizzas? They used to be round, now they're square.
Yeah.
They used to be round? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I call them bachelor pizzas because they're super cheap.
They are.
Yeah. And so then you just put it on the rack, nothing else. You put it on 450. You wait till the edges are starting to curl. It's black on the bottom. You cut it, super crunchy. And when your plate is done, you're left with a plate of, like, crumbs from the pizza, and you lick that shit up.
That's what you did when you were a bachelor.
That's what I do now.
Okay, so...
I did it in the bathtub this morning.
You ate
I ate a Totino's pizza in the bathtub.
The things that happened
when I
And
then I just dunked myself underwater, and all the crumbs came off.
He's, like, soaking in pizza crumbs.
How's the noise go again?
He's like, I used to have bath bombs, now I have pizza crumbs.
Used to have what?
I said, you used to soak in bath bombs, now you soak in pizza crumbs.
It's a pizza nuke. Bloop, bloop, bloop. So, my Totino's bachelor story.
Oh my God.
I lost my job. Hold on. I moved to Mexico, Missouri.
Oh.
We've heard about Mexico, Missouri.
I lost my job. And had to make pizzas for a living. I think, was I talking about this in most shittiest jobs that I've worked?
You didn't talk about the pizza one.
Oh, man, I made pizzas for a living. I had to wake up at 3 a.m. It was awful. So the only thing I could afford to eat were like spaghetti, like buttered noodles and snow cheese or a Totino's pizza.
What's snow cheese?
It's Parmesan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Snow cheese.
No ramen?
So... I don't know if I knew about ramen back then.
Okay.
I'd never experienced ramen.
How could you not know if you were poor?
I'd never experienced it. Never lived poor before this point. So, Totino's pizza was 99 cents. I cooked one, jumped in the shower, and when I came back out, there was a guy at our house squatting down, farting on my pizza.
What? Why?
Squatting down to make everyone in the room laugh, which... Gotta admit, super hilarious.
Did you eat
it? And flagellated on the only thing I had to eat that day.
Sorry. So, now, let's back up just a little bit.
So,
You didn't live by yourself. You lived with a bunch of people.
I did.
Okay, and, Okay, you made it sound like you just went home, you threw a pizza in the oven, you went and jumped in the shower, you got out and there was... A guy in your house
like he broke
in and farted on your pizza.
Like the burglar was farting on your pizza.
So I had roommates. He didn't break in. He was a friend of all of ours.
Okay. What was his name?
And he wasn't there. His name was Tyler.
Fucking Tyler.
Tyler Schaefer. God, Tyler. So not
who let people fart on their pizza?
I did give him a sock to the stomach. I'm pretty sure I knocked the wind out of him. And I ate the fart pizza.
Oh my God.
I had to eat it.
All right.
But, that year my parents went out of town. Doubly shitty year. My parents were out of town for Christmas, and his family invited me over. And his dad was like, "What do you want for Christmas, Justin?" He was a mailman, and I was like, the only thing I want, Mr. Schaefer, is one of the mail hats with the ear flaps. And he was like, "I don't know if I can get that for you. That would be impersonating a government official."
Did he get you one?
He got me one.
Yes.
Oh, I have it to this day.
That is yes. Awesome.
I still wear it. So if you see me wearing the mail hat, don't expect any mail from me.
He's impersonating a public servant. What?
Exactly.
Official? Yeah.
Expect some mail.
Yeah, M-A-L-E. Okay, Justin, I need you to get your phone out.
I don't have it here. I don't know where it is.
What?
No idea.
You don't have your phone?
Not on me.
What are we doing?
Well, yours is not an iPhone, so no. Yours won't work.
Well, I like Samsung better.
I wanted to video the wiping thing for our YouTube channel.
We can do it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with some wipings.
Okay, everybody, we're back. J2K Podcast, Jeff.
Justin.
Christine.
Yeah, with the singy song voice. Okay, so we warned you earlier that we were going to video this. It's going to be on YouTube. We have a channel, J2K Podcast, on YouTube that I just made today. And we are going... Justin's going to go first, I think. Are you going to not do it?
No, I'm going to do it. I would say that I have a unique wiping style.
Okay.
We're going to show how each of us wipes. And yeah. Then we're making a small video. We're going to put it on the J2K Instagram.
And YouTube channel.
I'd
like to go last because I have a funny one. I'm going to do three styles.
You have a funny one? A funny one?
Like, I'm going to show you how I wipe.
Okay.
I'm going to imitate how I think stand wipers wipe. Like, I talked to a guy who actually stands. Like, you don't stand. You squat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He fully stands. I'm going to imitate that. And then I'm going to do the funny one that Rochelle, our friend Rochelle from work, was thought of and was going to send. But I don't know that she's going to pull the trigger on it. If you do, Rochelle, please do. That'd be so funny. But I'm going to do it first. Sorry, because you're not fast enough.
So, am I just going first?
Yeah, you can just flip the camera and give it to me, and I'll film you.
This is squat wiping.
Oh, no, here.
So, it's just, let's say this is a toilet. You just stand up a little bit. No. You don't want to put your hand with the toilet paper on it under your gooch.
Chocolate dip nuts.
You want to wipe around, just wrap around, and then wipe. Throw it, and then you have perfect visibility. You can see, nope, still some left. Use some more toilet paper until it all comes out white, because nobody wants doo-doo stains in their underwear.
Right.
Oh, okay. My gosh. What is he doing?
All right. So prop. This is the toilet. I do my business. I get the paper, and I wipe. Not clean enough yet. More paper. There we go, we got a good one.
But you don't use paper.
I use paper first,
okay,
and then I use wet wipes.
Yeah.
Stand wipers. This is what I have talked to people who actually stand, and this is what it looks like. This is what I've been told it looks like. They get done, they get the paper, they stand up.
Fully.
One hand pulls the cheek apart, the other hand, I can't reach, wipes. I don't know how you do it. Like, maybe this hand pulls it, and this one, I can't reach. I can't reach.
You gotta be double jointed to be
I don't know how people stand and wipe. It's insane.
And I will admit, sometimes in order to get clean ability, might do a little bit.
This is how we do it in the streets.
You gotta have clean sheets in the streets. I might get the cheeky and do a little cheeky squeaky, and then like just a little bit, so I can make sure. You gotta get it clean, baby.
Also, how dogs do it.
Gotta get it clean.
Maybe I got worms. I don't know.
Okay. Man, that's a workout, babe. Oh, we got your belly on there.
All right, that was our first interactive podcast segment. We just videoed. That probably didn't transfer to podcast very well. Since I was going, I do this. No one can see what I'm doing.
For those of you who didn't watch the video, he was wiping his butt on the carpet like a dog with anal gland
problems. He was doing the booty scooty.
I did how I wipe first, which is on my side. I lift a cheek. One cheek is held by the other thing, and I get a good wipe. I imitated stand wipers where they say they stand and they pull one cheek open and the other hand wipes. I can't even reach because it's like a T-Rex arm at that point. Like, I don't even know. And then I scooted my ass across the ground like a dog.
Let's talk about, let's take a second here to talk about these Asian toilets that I've been seeing that look amazing.
What?
So, and again, these are not for the mobility impaired. These are for people that have full mobility. They're not handicapped squatty potties. But these, it's a hole in the ground. It looks like a urinal.
Oh, like in Asia.
It looks like a urinal laid down on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a place to put your feet. And
yeah. And you got to hold maybe a rail and just squat over that thing and let loose, baby.
That standard Asian toilet is just a hole.
I want that in my life.
Well,
this is some caveman shit.
Go potty potty in or just like pee?
All of it.
No, everything. There's a comedian named Nick Kroll, and he does a character called El Chupacabra, a radio show host. Have you ever seen that?
No, but I know what Chupacabra is.
I know, but he's like...
It's a goat sucker.
He does advertisements, and one of them is the choilet.
The choilet?
The choilet! It's eco-conscious! It's the ultimate in gringo technology. Take a chit in the shower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Shower pooping?
Well, yeah, if you have an Asian squat hole, it might as well be in your shower, right?
No. What if my feet get all poopy suds?
What's the worst?
There's water you could scrub. You could clean it.
Okay, so I've had a little bit of water back up in the toilet. Not the toilet. I'm not showering in the toilet. I've had a little... A little bit.
Back up in the shower.
Oh, let's back up a little bit farther. Do you guys pee in the shower?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes, my people. My people.
We just fist bumped
and you can't even see it. Yes. Okay, so you're peeing in the shower, right? Well, let's say you're not in your shower. You're in a friend's shower. A little bit of hair in the bathtub backs up. Now you're standing your own pissy suds.
Yeah, that's yucky.
And you don't even know. Like, you let loose, you let the let the goosh loose.
Maybe you haven't stayed hydrated either.
Like, you really have yellow.
Not stayed fully hydrated.
It looks kind of like a diluted OJ.
And you're letting out big yellow Gatorade all over the bathtub. And there's a little bit of hair in the bathtub.
Oh, man.
That, so that imagine.
I'm more grossed up with the fact that you're showering in someone else's hair than the pee.
I'm not talking about in the bathtub. I'm talking about in the drain.
Yeah.
So drain backs up. Imagine if drain backed up while you were taking a
deuce.
A stinking log.
In the shower?
That's what this gringo thing is that you're talking about, right?
No, it's like a toilet and a sink, but there's a shower too.
You poop
in the toilet. Not where your feet are at. In a toilet.
I thought you said in the shower.
You did, I think.
There's a shower stall.
But I think it's two separate things.
But and a toilet in there.
Okay. I thought you were talking about letting loose a deuce in the
No.
In
what are you gonna do? Like do a potato masher to get the shit through the drain?
I thought this was a... Okay, I thought... When you said this... See, and this
it's
is
like
why...
It's like that old Play-Doh machine.
This is why I probably should have seen the video first. I thought this was a like...
Toilet.
A mix between a shower and an Asian toilet.
No.
Because... If it worked properly, I'd probably pop a squat in the shower in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, we start talking about stuff and we get so far ahead, like there's not a lot of explanation about the initial thing we talk about, right? And then pretty soon we're
bro,
lost.
Bro, I'm probably pooping in the shower when I get home tonight just because I'm confused.
What about, have you ever pissed in the tub while you're in the tub?
No, not when I'm soaking.
That's like peeing in a really small swimming pool.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, every time I get in the tub, I have to pee after I get in.
That's why you get out and pee. The toilet's right next to
you. Man, you soak in your own pee?
It's good for you.
Oh,
man, you should
God.
Have seen my son's face. Because he every time he had to pee, he'd be like, oh, Mike, I have to go. I have to go right now. And I'd pull him out of the bathtub, and he'd like immediately just like hose it into the toilet. And then when I like... When we took our first swimming pool experience together, and I was like, dude, let's rinse off in the shower. And he's like, I gotta pee. I'm like, dude, just let it loose. Let it loose, baby. You're in the shower, man. It's gonna wash down the drain. He's like, seriously? I can pee in the shower? I'm like, hell yeah, brother. Let it loose.
I was thinking about, like, so peeing in the pool. I don't know if this is a real thing, but I remember when we were kids, somebody told me once that if you... Some of the, like, public pools will put a thing in the water.
Yeah.
So if you pee in the pool, it turns a different color. And like,
it's not real.
I don't know if it's a thing. So I never would pee in the public pool because I was always afraid.
Same.
But we had a pool as kids, and I peed in that thing all the time.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I live in an apartment complex, and it smells pissy all the time.
Yeah.
But I had a friend from St. Louis, Missouri. And he said they had some of that dye in the pool.
So they do. It's real. Okay.
He said, according to a friend. Okay. And again, this could be a big, what do you call it?
Hoax?
A big hoax.
Wise tale.
A big pissy hoax. But he said that he would swim up behind, he and his friends would swim behind elderly people and squeege out some lemonade. And then wave it off so it looked like the elderly people peed the pool. And,
so mean.
And this is my thing with funny stories. I don't care if this is true or not. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, that is funny. It was the old people.
I thought you were just going to be like, and walked up behind them with like food coloring tube and went.
Mm-mm.
I'm just happy that we glossed over me peeing in the bathtub.
Yeah.
So what's next?
I haven't forgotten. We're going to talk about that after the podcast.
We're having a discussion after the podcast.
I would like to know, though, so like, circling back, after you get out of the tub, do you shower off? Or do you just get out of that pee water and like sit in it all day?
If it's good enough for jellyfish dings, it's good enough for other things.
So, like, when I, like, kiss your hand
this
later...
This has been, like, a night of great rhymes.
I'm, like, kissing pee-pee hand.
Babe, do you really want me to talk about this?
I don't. I want to know later. I need to know what
okay.
I'm getting into. I'm going to, like, walk up with
okay.
alcohol wipes.
This is my official thing. I stick my mouth where you pee.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not talk about that.
He's talking
people
about...
stick their mouths where their partners pee. Okay,
some
in the bathtub and I pee.
Drinkers.
Like, get over it. Okay, get over it.
Are you yelling at
everybody?
Me on the
get over it right
don't
now.
Yell at me on the podcast,
am I in trouble right now?
I don't know.
Am
well,
I?
You never talked to me like that.
Am I in trouble?
I don't think I've ever heard you say get over.
Am
it.
Am I gonna get in trouble? These podcast people.
Podcast people. Whoa.
I'm sorry, podcast people.
Where I pee.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
My mouth is there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that silenced the room. Did you
when
remember?
When you said you put your mouth where she pees, I thought you meant the toilet. I'm like, man, this got weird really quick. I didn't know you put your mouth in the toilet.
Like, why are you licking the toilet seat?
Well, I had my head... inside your toilet at one point
yeah.
trying to fix it.
Yeah.
We're still talking about toilets, right?
Yeah.
I fixed it. Her toilet was leaking.
Oh, yeah.
and I fixed
it. I was just wondering if toilet was a code word for something.
No.
No, it's actually leaking.
No.
And then who knew, like, not to change the subject completely, but so if you're trying to buy a toilet at Lowe's and you want to buy a white toilet, it's like, I don't know, $299. And you want to buy a bone toilet.
Bone being a color.
Like, yeah. Same toilet. It's like $500.
Really?
It's a color difference. So frustrating. Because I this home is older, and the original shower is like a bone shower.
Sister so wanted to get a new toilet. She's so like, fuck like, it, it's old. Let's just get a new one.
I'll just buy a new one. But out of principle, I'm not paying $200 more than the other toilet because it's
a
color.
And if you want to go to Lowe's and test that toilet out in the store, they will arrest you.
Hey, yeah. We looked at the price of that. The joke was not lost on me. We looked at the price of the toilet and she said, hey, maybe you can just fix it.
Yeah, so then we came back and we bought, I don't know, $50 worth of supplies.
So in the end, I didn't have to test the toilet at the store and
he fixed it. Which was super cool because it saved like $450. And out of principle, I'm not spending. At that point, I was like, I'm just going to buy a white one and not have it not match. That's ridiculous, though. So to Kohler and American Standard and all those people that make toilets, please justify why a color constitutes a $200 price point difference.
Or you could sponsor our show and we'll talk really good about you.
Or that.
I have seen black toilets. Don't trust them. I don't know what's...
Black that is the worst. Toilets. I have seen black toilets in like restaurants. They can.
Oh my god, you guys! Why are you being racist right now?
No, even like cleaning supplies that not, are on it. Look
I'm not
like
talking
it's dirty.
About segregated toilets.
No, literally,
I'm talking
like
about
a
toilets
black porcelain that, black toilet
that are made from black, like onyx.
Yeah.
Sorry, onyx porcelain.
The worst idea ever.
Yeah, the reason. Okay, and this is the reason they make toilet paper white. They don't make black toilet paper. Sorry, they don't make onyx-colored toilet paper. They make it white so you can see how much poop you have left on your butt. Now, when you sit on a really dark-colored toilet, you don't know what's on that thing.
I know.
There could be...
What? He's like holding back. I agree with you. Worst idea.
Worst idea. Why would you have a... That's like... Make it a brown toilet, and you don't know if there's scooters, like, just, it is just striped in poop.
But I feel like black also shows all the dust flecks and weird, like, things you don't want to see.
Yeah, that's why they make kitchens white.
Yeah.
And I've had this talk, too, like, why would you want your kitchen to be colored white? You're going to see all the dirt. Yeah, I want to. It's a kitchen. It's supposed to be clean. I want to see all the dirt.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You paint your kitchen purple.
Black toilets. I don't know why.
You paint your kitchen purple. I'm gonna be the one that doesn't have purple salmonella.
Okay. Purple so salmonella. White kitchen. I get it. I like it. But can you have like a purple mixer?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. And you can even make purple cookies. You won't be able to tell if there's any residue on your mixer. Just like if you have a brown toilet and you slosh some slosh some big doo-doo suds in that. You're not going to be able to tell if it's clean or not.
We always end up talking about
we need to be sponsored
show.
By like Imodium or something. Pepto.
Yeah. Or like a toilet paper
Charmin.
Company.
Squeeze yeah. it.
GasX, Charmin, Lactaid.
We haven't even started talking about my experience with C. diff.
Oh, have you had C. diff?
Oh my, that's a whole nother podcast.
Woo!
It's quite the story.
Yeah, that's going to be on a C. different podcast from this one. I've only heard about it.
It was terrible.
And what it is, yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
Because I've got some interesting poop stories there. And what I almost had to do.
What time is it? Where
my
are we doo-doo. At on time?
It is 9:49.
Oh my gosh.
We've been talking
after bedtime.
We have been going on forever. I'd just like to thank everybody for listening to this podcast tonight. And I would like to repeat endlessly over and over. Please, please, please email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up on Instagram at J2K Podcast, on Twitter at hashtag J2K Podcast. Don't forget to hashtag TotesDopeAF. We're on Facebook at J2K Podcast. And we now have a YouTube channel that we're going to throw up the video from tonight on. And we would like, or I would like, I don't know about you guys, I'm always talking about it like it's me, but I want people to message us.
And you know, we've received 300 to 400 messages from the last podcast, and we hope we get that kind of, I'm expecting to get that kind of feedback from YouTube. We don't want to bog down YouTube servers. They're a giant company, and we don't want to crash their server.
How many messages?
At least 3,000 to 4,000.
Yeah, minus 3,000 to 4,000. Jesus Christ. All right, everybody.
All right.
We are out. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. You like podcasts, we like podcasts at J2K.